Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Big Purple Podcast, brought to you by Big Purple Dreams, the Otalia Fan Forum, and the Otalia YouTube.
No. No! Hello, this is Destiny, and welcome to Big Purple Radio. Now, let's see if we can get Mel and Christy on the line. We should have Christy. Uh-oh. It's refreshing. Let's see what's going on here. I hope we're live. We're supposed to be live. But my switchboard is kind of freaking out right now. Here we go. Christy.
Yes.
Are you there?
I am here.
Okay, good. The switchboard is kind of freaking out on me a little bit. Let's see if we can get Mel. Phil, Christy, Phil.
Well, I just now got the chat room to pull up, so I don't know how many people, 160 so far, are in the chat room. You don't know how many people
Mel, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
There's Mel. Yay. Everybody's here.
She sounds far away again.
What's going on here?
I don't know. We were having a bit of a freak out there, but that's okay. I think we might be, Big Purple might be breaking Blog Talk, hey?
Again.
Again.
Mel needs to turn her volume up if she can, because they're not going to be able to hear her very well again.
Mel, can you jack up your volume there?
It's up. I'm on my regular house phone.
All right.
Okay, that's better. Now I can hear you much better.
All right. Yeah, I don't want to sound like a submarine again.
No submarine this week. So, can we just say, yay, Big Purple, 4,000 members.
Woohoo!
Team Big Purple just hit another milestone.
Yes.
Yay.
Yay. And, you know, if you think about it, we have added 2,200 members since the unmentionable happened. And if you think about that, that is absolutely astounding. 22, we've doubled our membership.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't even hardly wrap my head around that at all.
Yeah.
But it is the coolest thing ever. How was everybody's Mother's Day?
Fantastic.
It was good. I just sat home and relaxed.
Yeah, but Mel had the big family day today.
Well,
yes.
You know what? Mother's Day is almost as big as Christmas with my family, so, because my mom's an incredible person.
That is awesome. Shout out to Mel's mom. Shout out to Mel's mom.
Yes.
And you know what? Speaking of shout outs, shout out to our recruiters this afternoon who got us our last 10 members by going out there and browbeating their friends to join the board. So, yay, guys. That's the way we do it at Big Purple.
Exactly.
They were, yeah. Oh.
Any way you can.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah, you guys
Bring
are great.
Bring to Ocala, we're kicking and screaming. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this afternoon, after Mrs. Destiny and I got back from walking the dog and doing the ice cream thing, I listened to a little podcast, PodChat.
Oh, there we go.
And I laughed myself silly, so I want to give a shout out to Brit Girls Do Otalia, because seriously, y'all, the
I've
mashup,
heard, like, nothing
too
good
much.
To about that.
Yeah.
And who knew that you didn't know what a cot was? And now we all know.
Yeah, it's funny to see Could you know some differences? Because I know there are some things they say I don't understand. Or I only understand because I watch British TV. But it's really funny to see them, you know, let us know what they don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Like Cots and, you know, Vagisil commercials and...
what was the big one in the play last night? Was Bonk.
Bonk, yeah!
In case you guys never actually fully got an explanation for that, that means to hit somebody over the head, you know, on the shoulder, to hit somebody is what bonk means.
Yeah, with a clue, like with the clue stick, you just bonk them on the head.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means over there.
Exactly.
I don't know what that means over there. Yeah. I don't know what it means in the Queen's English, but whatever it was disturbing to a lot of our members. But that was,
that
it was funny.
Really
and,
sure, but I've heard only good things about it, so.
Yeah.
Totally. It just gave me a really good laugh this afternoon. Not that I needed a really good laugh. I had a good day, but, you know, it always helps to laugh it out when you were sick the night before.
Yeah.
And, look, Fletcher's telling us in the chat that bonk means sex. So, yeah, I guess it could be a little disturbing when we're talking about Emma bonking people off the head.
I
mean,
I don't want to say anything. I'm like, oh, you know, that bonk could mean so many things.
I kind of figured that was something about they were, but you know, I wasn't gonna ask in the play. I was like, just gonna let it go.
Oh no, you guys were just gonna let me walk right into that one, weren't you? let Destiny. Okay. So we only got two episodes this week. Did you guys have an overall impression of the girls this week?
It was Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
We
Oh, that's right. We did too, didn't we?
Yeah. I had to go back and look.
Wait. Were they on Monday?
Yes.
Yes.
I've been Chappelle'd.
I know. Monday was the hospital. Tuesday was the classes, and Thursday was the hike.
Yep.
That's what it was.
I've been Chappelle'd. You can't expect my brain to function properly right now.
No. Not at all.
Good cover.
You like that cover? Well, that and the fact that I completely tuned Frank out, you know, it.
Right.
He called her it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did call her it.
Oh, look at
And
like
he was, No.
Yeah.
Frank is
so
bad.
What were your overall impressions of it, Mel? What were your overall impressions of the episodes we got this week?
You want to know what? I think, you know, I'm a little bit taken aback by the reaction of a lot of people as far as, like, are we still together?
Did we lose Mel?
No, but she cut out. I didn't hear that.
So what did you say, Mel? You were taken aback by some people's reaction?
Some of the people's reaction, because you know what? The way I was watching it, I you could obviously see they were not ready for what they were doing. And they were, I basically think they were overthinking things, thinking that they had to figure this out right away. And I think a lot of people expected more than what they got. But I get what was going on, you know what I mean? Everything has changed. It's not just, everything about their friendship has changed. And I can see them wanting to hold on to that because they're afraid to lose it and wanting to move forward, too.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's when Natalia's when she said to Olivia, moving too fast almost cost us our friendship. And I know a lot of people are like, moving too fast, they're not moving at all. But they did move a little bit. Going away like that was just as fast for Olivia and Natalia as it would have been for Frank and Natalia.
Exactly. And
right.
If you think of it in the context of how they've been telling the story at the pacing and stuff, you just knew that it wasn't time for what everybody wanted. You know what I mean? I understand, like, the cancellation is looming on us and everything, but to rush it right now and everything, it just didn't seem right. It wouldn't have felt right either. Not just them, but, like, for me as a viewer, because, you know what, I want it all. I want to be pulling my hair out. And I'm okay with waiting for a kiss for another month or whatever, however long it takes.
She's waiting back out of the sea, Destiny.
Yeah, what did Crystal say? Get thee to a wig store?
Yeah. I believe those were her words.
Those were her exact words, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
get me to a wig store when I complained about not having any hair left. So, you know, there, I guess, Christmas tolerance, you know.
And you know what? She didn't even
get me to a wig store. No, she didn't.
She was pretty adamant
no,
about that.
She was quite serious about that. Get thee to a wig store. Because we know that they have not filmed the first kiss yet. But we do have some intimate stuff coming, and I'm fully prepared for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what? Sometimes the not kissing will, you know, pull at your heart more than the kissing.
Yeah, and it builds.
Especially with the way they're doing stuff. So.
And the way I think about it, you know what? I wouldn't have wanted them to rush it either because, you know what? That first kiss between them is going to be life-altering for them.
Yeah, and like we all, I know the three of us have talked about this before, but I think the way they're progressing now is we've gotten to a point, especially with Crystal in the podcast talking about them having that sex conversation upcoming in June, that that they can't kiss right now because they know if they kiss, everything's happening, and they're not ready for that. So I truly believe, now crawling out on another limb where I may be wrong, but I truly believe that when that first kiss happens, we're also going to get a love scene at the same time. That's what I think.
See, I don't know about that. I'm going to hold off on that one.
Well, I mean, it does make sense that, you know, it's all physical. You know, that is all within the same physical realm. And it's not like they
mm-hmm.
haven't thought about it. They just have to be comfortable
right.
with the other person being comfortable with it. So it does make sense that one hurdle will, you know, be the one hurdle that they have to get over.
Uh-huh.
And it all, you know, because it's all tied together and floodgates open kind of thing.
They may not be able to keep their hands off each other, y'all. They may not be able to.
They can barely keep their hands off each other now. Remember back
now,
in March
now.
We kept talking about Natalia just has to touch her all the time?
Now Natalia's not touching at all.
No, because Natalia knows she's not
going
to stop. Same
mm-hmm.
reason she didn't go in the bedroom, in the hotel room, because she knows she's not going to stop.
They know they can't stop it, so. That's okay, look, that's what I want. I want it. I want it. I want it. It's what I want. It may not happen, but I want it. So did we love Doris this week, or did we not like Doris this week?
Oh, we
I
love
like
Doris all the time. Yeah.
Did we like the whole man up detective?
Yep.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. Doris was speaking for the audience. Doris was speaking for the BPD.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so
but I have to say... This is one of my little, you know, things that I spotted, and I hope somebody else, or, you know, probably noticed it too. But when Frank was in the bar, after everybody left the hospital, and he was talking to the bartender, and she's asking, you know, what's the matter, Frank? And he starts talking to her. The sign behind her, there was a little yellow diamond-shaped sign that says, who cares? And at that moment, I did a big shout.
You know, I got to go back and watch that. I totally have to go see that. I got to watch that scene again.
That would have been all over the board if we all saw it.
Yeah, it's
you know what happens, though? You know what happens, though? A lot of us see Frank in a scene, and he's looking all melancholy, and our eyes start to roll up in the back of our heads, and we don't pay attention.
Well, I wasn't paying attention to Frank. He's in the wall.
Although, I have to say, Frank had some chemistry with Hot Chick.
Yeah.
He had chemistry with Hot Chick with the beat-up face and the leather jacket. That was like Frank with the chop shop. That was working for me.
Oh, what was her name? She wrote it on the matchbook, and I don't remember what it was.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
She made that much of an impression, huh?
I was about to ask who is
I don't care who
right?
he goes with, as long as he finds somebody. Because I can't put up with him with his kick puppy look and everything anymore.
No.
Yeah, I know. Although, I have to say, when it comes to the Coopers this week, Christy had the best line in all of the play-by-play. When they were like, you know, somebody was just over there, and now he's at the Coopers. And Christy said, The poopers live near the woods.
And then the little ninja face.
Yeah, it's like, well, of course the Coopers live near the woods. They live in the woods, for crying out loud. Oh, God. Ding, 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 ding. You know, you just really don't want to touch it.
Exactly.
Jules says that the girl's name who wrote her name on the matchbook was Alicia.
Oh, okay. See? They must have thought she's hot if they noticed that.
Well, she was kind of hot.
But Buzz asked, he mentioned it a couple of times, and I just couldn't remember what he said, but he said, who's Alicia? Or, you know, yeah.
See,
yeah.
Again, I completely zoned out during those scenes.
Uh-huh.
And who wanted to get rid of Blake?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, but I love Blake. Aww.
I do, too,
no,
but honestly.
She jumped her back out the door. When she said, I can imagine why you're here. You made a huge mistake. Oh, let me see. She just looked at her and said, bye. No, she didn't.
It's because Olivia has become nice. She's become nice, and she wants everything to work out. And I don't know, you know, that was just wrong on so many levels, seriously.
Yeah.
It was not a girl's day out, Blake. It was a couple's massage. You totally missed the point.
Yeah.
It was a couple's massage.
She wasn't supposed to see the point. I think everybody just noticed Blake's breasts, and that was it. So they finished at that point.
I don't know. She did create some really interesting moments and gave the girls a chance to really eye shag a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another shout out to our UK people. Because there was some serious eye shagging going on in that scene.
Yes, there was.
Between Olivia and Joey. I mean, seriously. We
and
got
I
to see.
Natalia kept checking. She was always checking for a reaction from Olivia.
Who, Natalia?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, she kept looking over to see, you know, how Olivia was responding to what Blake was saying.
But my favorite part was when Blake said, what about you, Olivia? And the way that she popped up and went, huh? What?
What?
It was just like,
yeah.
That was just cracked me up. Crystal and the comedy, man. I love it. That was awesome. And the hike, well, let's go to the fight. The fight was next, right?
Yeah, but I just want to say
when they got back.
That actually used to watch Guiding Light when Blake and Ross were on. Trying to do the parallels between Olivia and Natalia and Blake and Ross.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's totally what they were.
It was all about.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's what Blake was referring to when she says, I got it right once.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Totally right.
The whole main purpose of her being there was to make, like, the viewers that have watched the show for so long see the same thing, that Blake helped Ross basically save Blake is the way Natalia will be with Olivia.
Yeah.
But she still should have pushed her out the door when she made the comment about Natalia.
Jeez, Mel, do you think Christy has a little bone to pick there?
Yeah.
A nit to pick about that?
I'm very protective of my people.
See, but we're never going to convince Mel that Blake should be pissed out because Mel likes Blake a lot.
I like Blake.
Oh, seriously, Sherry Stringfield. Oh my goodness. I will never.
Yeah, Sherry.
Blake and Philip.
Sherry Stringfield was my favorite Blake.
I'm a huge Blake fan, but you know. She shouldn't have said that, and should have been in that whole little triangle thing. You know, Olivia should have, you know, been a little bit protective. Except,
how do you really feel, Christy?
Not really sure of the situation.
How do you really feel, Christy? That's what I would like to know. How do you really feel about Blake being there?
Don't hold back or anything, Christy. Come on, let it all out. It's therapeutic.
No, I was fine with Blake being there. She just should have been, you know.
So then we get back and you know, it was really a perfectly written scene with that that progression from Olivia saying, you know, how are you okay? And Natalia saying, I really just wanted to tell Blake that we're together,
mm-hmm.
right through to the fight.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful progression because you know what set Olivia off was Natalia saying if. And that just sent Olivia off somewhere. And then, of course, Olivia, as she is prone to do when it comes to Natalia, stepped one time too far over the line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With her, you know, basically Jesus camp kind of
yeah.
reference. And we've seen Olivia do that before. We've seen her step one step over the line with the sex comment. Somebody got laid.
Mm-hmm.
We saw her do it. When else? When there was one other time, but oh, she's a hottie.
She's a hottie. But also in the
yeah.
in the defensive thing was when Emma went missing, and she looked at Natalia and she goes, and Natalia asked, you know, where were you when it happened? Not meaning anything accusatory, just wondering, you know, where did Emma disappear from? Mm-hmm. And Olivia goes, what are you saying? I'm a bad mother. What do you mean? You just came back from visiting your son in prison.
Yeah. It's funny. She always...
Like,
she,
don't stop.
Don't do that. She always has a hard time not stepping that one. And I knew it. I was watching it. And I know Mel did the same thing because we talked about it. When she said we should have gone to a religious retreat, you just go, oh.
Oh, see now. You can't do that.
Exactly. One step too far.
And that's the thing was, and Natalia was talking as in, she even said it wasn't as in the big picture, it was as if, as in them dealing with things right then and there. Where
yeah.
Olivia just took it as something, because Olivia likes, has a tendency to blow things up to be bigger than they are.
Well, and I can see why. I mean, her is a big part in that. Olivia,
mm-hmm.
she strikes out. She is vulnerable. She is broken in a lot of ways, and it's, she needs Natalia to heal her, and Natalia hasn't quite gotten there yet in realizing what it is that Olivia needs from her.
Right.
But at least then we got the comedy from the bra throwing in the car.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
'Cause, dude...
Yeah, well, I was when we saw the two different previews, I was like, oh, no, they didn't cut out the, like, the clothes throwing and stuff, because that was actually the best part, honestly.
Yeah.
When I seen that other preview, I was like, oh, no, you didn't cut that out.
No, that was awesome, and I love Natalia saying, I am not praying for you to come back.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but I love it when they fight, so that's like
yeah.
foreplay.
It is. I mean, there's so much passion between them that it has to come out in some way. And if they're not going to throw each other down on the bed, then they're going to fight.
Mhm. Yeah.
And one time they're going to fight.
It was great.
They'll throw each other on the bed, and that'll be it.
And then they're going to go for a hike, and eventually, you know. And how good did Crystal look in those outdoor scenes on that hike? Good heavens to Merg. Seriously.
Mhm.
Yeah, the diffused sunlight is just awesome. I love the way everything looks in that.
And her little bouncy Tigger, you're my princess kind of thing that she had going on was pretty awesome.
I just feel bad.
Go on, princess. I'm not the princess you are. I am.
She's got a bag.
Oh,
I know, Mel's favorite word after that was, they're so cute, they were just so cute.
They were adorable.
Duffy's like, talking to me, I was like, they were so cute.
Well, even with, I'm sorry, I have friends who live, you know, in the country, spent some time there when I was little myself, where there are, you know, woods and things, and you know, pull up your socks and little ticks don't bite your ankles. Ticks have never sounded so cute in my entire life. Her face when she did that. I will never look at a tick the same way again. Oh my goodness.
It was awesome, and then we know. Then we know what came next. And Zan actually just said it in the chat room was jacket sex, lapel shagging.
You, I just want to point out there are two different chat rooms, just so everybody knows, because the first one is too full.
Oh, so we have two of them now?
Yeah, there are two of them.
There's 199 in the one that I'm in right now.
Yeah, there are 219 total so far. 201 and 19 in the other.
Oh, my God.
But it was so...
yeah.
It was so funny because I know that I could not have been the only one staring at her TV, his or her TV, that morning and going, kiss her, kiss her, kiss her, kiss her, kiss her.
No, you were not the only one. I think Natalia was doing it too. Kiss her, kiss her. Kiss me.
And I know it was too soon, but for the love of God, I mean, I am sorry, but if I would have been Natalia, I don't have my, uh-uh, no, mm-mm. Oh, Phil.
Well, what I noticed is that when she turned and ran, Natalia kind of looked a little disappointed. And not because of the running. I think she looked a little disappointed because she was really expecting her to do something. And she didn't. And she ran off. And Natalia's like, hey, I'm not chasing you. You're just cute.
She's off.
Because Natalia thinks she's adorable, all bouncing around and smiling. And you know what I think? Probably has waited to see her smile for a long time. Because she wasn't forever. Because, you know, she was sick and then angry and then sick.
Yeah, and heart sick then.
Yeah, and I don't think Natalia has gotten to see her that playful. Which is why she was like, I didn't know you were nature girl.
Oh, yeah, that's Olivia Spencer, Women for All Seasons.
I'm indoor, outdoor.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm sorry, but I just have to say
I'm
that
sure
does not sound.
Outdoor, I'm sure.
That
Olivia.
Doesn't sound daytime TV either.
No. The thoughts I was having about what would have happened to Olivia had that been me in Natalia's place were not for daytime, not for podcast thoughts, too.
Like the near kiss was really, you know, that was not for daytime look.
Those were not for daytime. Yes, you know, yes, Calliope's muse just said exactly what I was thinking that day. And yes, yes, yes. And I'm not, it's a not for podcast thing to say, so I'm not saying it.
Okay, but I can't.
But I will say Crystal Chappelle is a freaking goddess, y'all. Indoor, outdoor, it doesn't matter. Where? In the woods, not in the woods, at the beacon, I don't care. I'm just saying. Y'all just gonna leave me out there to hang out the dry now. I'm Chappelle and we're just leaving me there.
Well, you know, there's really, you know, it's inevitable given the week that, you know, we've had.
Given the week, you know, I have been Chappelle since Thursday, and I still am. And you don't even want to know how many times I have listened to that podcast. Far more than the rest of you, I'm betting. I've got it loaded on the media player, babes, and it's playing all the time. In my ear, Jessica in my ear, it's all good. But you,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing bad about that.
So now, you know, we're going to get to Mel's favorite part. The little booger.
Oh, yeah, little girl. She was not. Then she was cute, so I forgive little booger.
Okay, but how much
do you
say I'll be fun?
I'll be fun.
I'll be fun.
I'll be fun. She's so cute.
Oh, my goodness.
How can you send her packing and Jane, that coward, out in the hallway? Do you know if she wasn't supposed to bring little booger there?
Yeah.
Jane is
so,
I don't
wonder what Jane thought about Natalia and Olivia going off.
I know, right? And how funny was it to hear Crystal say in the podcast, Jane should be so fired.
Oh, my God.
She kind of should be fired.
Because seriously, Jane should be fired.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jane bringing Emma there was way worse than random Blake.
I don't know. Yes. You want to know what? I bet you, honestly, Emma's Olivia's daughter, so I could see her working Jane over.
I kind of like that. I like you saying it that way, Mel, because you know that Emma worked her over.
Uh-huh. I'm telling you, telling you, Eva probably worked Jane over. I don't even want, you know, I can't be part of Jane because I can see it. She's Olivia's kid, trust me. She got skills. She's probably put on the water act and everything, the tears. She would have found her weight anyway. She would have found a
yeah, but you know what?
And said, Beth, Mommy left me alone. Can you see the car?
But Emma interrupted menu sex.
Yeah. Yeah.
She interrupted
me.
I might have gotten to hear Olivia say it. No. Not the way Olivia said delicious. I'm sorry. I was completely short-circuited at that point.
Well, the way they were looking at each other was not...
It was not for daytime is what it was.
It was not for daytime, especially being in the bathroom. Had they been fully closed, it might have been just a tad different, but not much.
When she said delicious, I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, this is going to be like gutter blog talk tonight. I can tell.
No, I'm not saying another thing. It was just, you know, it's healthy and it's delicious and it's good for you. Okay. Because once again, they were talking about food.
We're talking about food, right?
Exactly. Mel just echoed it. Substitution for sex. She said it pretty flat out, you know, cookies. Pancakes, peanut butter and banana sandwiches, whatever.
You know, Desi, I gotta say, somebody had said this to me, and I was kind of afraid you would do this. I was thinking you might change our board name to, like, Peanut Butter Dreams instead of Big Purple Dreams.
No.
No.
No. You know what? Peanut Butter Dreams. I had some Peanut Butter Dreams, but I'm over it now. I'm ready to move on to the cookies. I'm ready to move on to cookies. I am.
Only because you will get them fed to you.
She's going to be like peanut butter.
Oh, Christy. Oh, my God. You had to bring that up.
Hey, it was already out there. I just had to recall it.
Uh-huh. Just trying to kill me right there on the pod. Right there on the pod. Tried to kill me right at the end of the pod. It was not nice. It was not right, but it was good. I'm not complaining.
It's her job. Apparently.
It's her job.
Very seriously. She said that more than once.
Yeah, she did. Yep. I'm lucky I could keep my see, I can't even talk now. Phil.
See, that's what it is. It's really just a master plan of mine to take over the podcast. So I'll keep bringing this up so you can't talk.
We
started
like
in silence.
Devious. I like it, Chrissy.
I'm telling you, I think Christy and Emma have a plan.
I'm telling you right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, Emma and I were tight.
Mm-hmm.
You and Emma are tight, and you're running a Ponzi scheme together. I'm telling you that right now.
Well, I've always said in this story, I am Emma, you know. I am the little girl who had two mommies, so we're tight. We understand each other.
Mm-hmm. She comes across all sweet and innocent and fun, but she's not. She's just like
fun.
Emma. She's not can initiative.
I'll be fun.
I didn't see Emma being fun. I did not see Emma being fun, but the only thing that I really praised the little booger for is she got our girls in bed together.
Yeah, I'll give her that.
Yeah. Come on.
Except, am I the only one who wants to see the scenes that Olivia was talking about when she says we've fallen asleep in bed together before?
Yeah. You're not the only
All
one.
All I could think was, why have we not seen those?
Yeah. But she didn't even
That's
say we've fallen asleep in bed together. She said we've shared a bed together before.
And
you know,
see,
if you look at the language, you look at the text, you're like, whoa, what?
Hey, I called.
That's not right.
In the room. That was my speculation.
I know. You called it.
But
you
know
called
what,
it, but that
was not
May
happy.
I say, somebody called a kiss, and I said no, because Jessica said so. So I get a Jessica said so team to this week.
You get the team Jessica said so this week. You do,
that's
yeah,
what
yeah.
I do. I get to be on team Jessica said so, yes.
But I'm sticking with Team Crystal Said So in the food.
Oh, see? Well, we can all stick with that because we all... There's no...
I don't think anybody's disputing the food.
Yeah, no,
I do have to say that just... Natalia was not... she wasn't excited. She wanted to keep talking. She wasn't excited that it was time to watch movies.
No, I think you're right about that.
Emma, but she, you know, there was some stuff that she still wanted to talk about. but it was cute when she's like, when Olivia said, you know, I don't know too many people who would want a child on their, you know, weekend spa getaway. She says, well, you're lucky you have me. And she says, yes, I am.
Yes, I am. She's so cute. Oh, my God.
I know. Adorable.
We're squealing like little girls because how nice is it to see Olivia Spencer happy?
I know.
Yes. 10 years in the making, she's happy.
She is extremely happy. Not just, you know, in one situation she's happy. She's just all around, deep down, happy.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was
Amazing. No, go, Mel, go.
I thought it was cute, too, when Olivia said something about Natalia being relaxed, and she's like, I'm fun.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, you don't even know. You don't know. I was
just like, you don't even know how much fun I am.
She had a little devil in her, so I imagine.
Oh, she's... She probably is fun, and she better be careful how she keeps saying that to Olivia. There's going to be some food fighting going on.
Yeah, and Natalia's going to be right there, too. She's yeah, she won't have a problem with that.
But yeah, you don't even know.
How much do we want to see them have a food fight like Iggy and Ruth from Fried Green Tomatoes?
And then the end of the scene is one of my favorite quotes, and I'm going to say it again because somebody needs to walk in and say, Natalia, I think Olivia's been a bad influence on you. I agree. It's the funniest thing in the world. And it's proof at that moment that Ruth doesn't care what anybody else thinks. And
exactly.
At that moment that Natalia doesn't care what anybody else
thinks. It totally, totally would. I think it was a
okay,
good
so
week
out of
for
company
that.
And Buzz walk in.
A food fight at company that Blake starts. I think Mel would be down with that. Mel would be down with Blake being involved in the food fight.
That's fine with me.
And for Christy's sake, we can add Dinah to the food fight.
Okay, but you have to add Dinah.
We'll have Dinah and Mel. We'll bring Mel back up for that day because we haven't seen her on screen since Olivia was town choir or Remy's birthday was left and it's her.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if we're going to bring Mel into it, we might as well bring Doris, because everybody wants to see Doris and Mel. So, you know, I'm sure they'll want to see them rolling around the floor having a food fight.
Yeah, Doris, Dinah, Mel, Blake, Olivia, Natalia. Who else are we going to add in there?
Like,
I want to know what situation is going to get all of those people. And now I'm trying to think,
How could we put them in a big, fat food fight? I don't know. But Olivia looks really good in mud, so I can imagine she'd look really good in food, too, because I will never forget that mud wrestling with Cassie as long as I live.
Oh, wow, this is really gone off course.
All in all, let's get back on course here. All in all, I think it was a good week for them. There was some really solid progression for their relationship,
yes.
And they didn't go too far too fast. And we still got to see them comfortable together, in bed together with Emma. Mm-hmm. It was sweet.
With the strategic.
And they got back to.
Bucket in front of Natalia.
It's just what something's always there.
You gotta look for these things. It's like a new game for me. So.
Yeah, it's like those. You know when they show you those two pictures of drawings and they're almost exactly the same except one's not. You just
right.
have to look real close to find out what are they hiding her pregnancy with today.
Yeah, and I kind of wish they just wouldn't.
No, I kind of wish
sometimes
they
it's more
just see
that stuff there. Yeah.
Because, like, at the wedding, that giant bouquet didn't hide anything when she turned to the side.
Nah, right. Well, and Frank hit the topiary tree when they were outside the farmhouse, and it made that little rattle sound. Really?
I think that's my favorite one so far.
Is it?
Yeah, I think that tree's my favorite one. It was the best.
See, I'd say my favorite one was the coffee, the giant coffee pot. The morning she was going to call Olivia.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That was the biggest coffee pot I have ever seen. I've never seen a coffee pot that big.
It's forced perspective. It's the same size coffee pot.
I don't know who
the
hell they are serving coffee to. I was like, dude, who are they giving coffee to? I don't even know, but that topiary thing, you guys are right. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was, because she walked up there. It didn't even cover her, and it was just like there. And I'm like, all right. You see, like, her belly in front of it, and it's like, I was like, you got to tell her to step back and stuff, you know, if you're going to be trying to hide that whole baby bump and everything.
Yeah.
So before we start breaking down the podcast with Crystal, do you guys want to say something about the spoilers for this week? Because we know that we're not going to get a whole lot of Crystal this week or a whole lot of Olivia. She's clearly not in the spoilers, but Natalia is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you guys have any...
Can I just say how much I hate that spoiler that's worded, that buzz across Natalia? Can I just say that? That was like...
Yeah, no, please say it and...
That was...
And talk about that. I just spilled something, so I got to step away. So you guys talk about Buzz, and I'll be right back.
Buzz.
Phil.
Buzzkill.
No, you said you hated the wording on it, but that's the only one that I've seen. Is it worded differently somewhere else?
That's the word I've seen so far as the cost, so.
Yeah.
I was just like, after like the last couple months, the way he was treating Lillian and everything like that, I was just like, oh, you know what, that was definitely the wrong word to
use. Yeah. Well, I did see another one that said confronted. Natalia is confronted, and I'm like, you know, if I have to kick Buzz, I'll kick Buzz.
We got Oss. We'll just stick Oss on him.
Oss is on strike. I have to get out my boots, and I have to kick people now. And I will kick Buzz if I have to. But, yeah, no, that's kind of worrying me because of how he was with Lillian and mm-hmm. because of the dark place Frank's going to and what he did with Doris.
Yeah, you know what, too? You know, I don't think...
And Daisy pulling guns on people? We don't know. This family's going off the deep end.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't think Buzz even has a right to go off on Natalia because he knew about them. This is what gets me. So he better fess up that he actually knew something was going on between them.
Amen. I totally agree.
Mhm. Yeah. He really, honestly, he needs to fess up. He knows because he's just as guilty as they are because he started to say something and he backed off.
And he told Frank. He kept asking Frank, you know, are you sure? What has she said? Are you, you know? And he was trying to get Frank to talk about it. So, yeah, he should. He never asked Natalia about it. He talked mm-hmm. to Olivia and he talked to Frank, but he barely brushed past Natalia. He asked her about the rings and that he didn't actually ask her point blank about anything specific.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's afraid of hurting her feelings. Because he's treating her like, you know, a baby doll.
Mm-hmm.
They all do. It drives me crazy.
Exactly. Exactly. She is a very strong person to have raised, you know, Rafe on her own since she was 16. She's not.
But look at the pressure they put on her. They basically wanted her to heal their family.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Just like poor little baby Shara. He needs to go to
the hospital. Yeah, but we can't call him baby Shara anymore. That is a shady baby.
Uh-huh.
He's a shady little character.
He's a shady little character. That is a shady baby.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
So what do you guys
think? You know, he needs to go to his own home because... that family's going to totally mess him up psychologically. Because how many times have they told him, you're saving the family? You're saving the family.
Mm-hmm.
He's less than a year old.
He's going to have problems.
So what were you going to say, Mel?
What's that?
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, you know, thinking about this, what do you guys think, how do you think Natalia's going to act, actually? Do you think she's going to stand up for her and live, or what do you think she's going to do?
I think she's going to stand up for her and Liv, and I think that's going to be a big turning point for her, to be able to stand up for them as a couple without Olivia present.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think that she's going to accept, you know, responsibility to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not going to let him try to make her feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's kind of at a setup point where it's...
I think we're going to see edgy Natalia, like... Do you remember back when Harley had Rafe on the run? And Natalia went off on Frank and basically said, if I see your sister, I'm going to kick her ass, is basically what she said.
Right, right.
I think that's the Natalia that we're going to get. I think she's going to tell Buzz that, you know, he needs to back off and that it would have been wrong for her to marry. Basically what she told Frank, but with even more conviction. They would have regretted it for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. Because she told Frank Harley thinks she knows everything.
Yeah.
She thinks she knows what's best. Yeah.
What do you think, Mel? Do you think she's going to stand up too?
I think she is, but I think she's going to feel, I know, because it's Natalia, of course she's going to feel bad and everything like that, and I'm wondering what part of that, one of the parts has to propel her to go see Father Ray. And I wonder if it's going to be the guilt or if it's actually going to be about Olivia.
I think it's going to be the guilt. I think that's pretty much what's fueling everything right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wonder if she comes to terms with Olivia.
Do you think that her going to see Father Ray is going to be before or after going to see Buzz? Seeing Buzz.
I think she's going to, there has to be something that's going to propel her to Father Ray. So I'm going to say it's going to be after she sees Buzz. That she's going to seek out guidance.
I would like her to see Buzz after. I would like, because Olivia's going to see Ava.
Yeah.
So I would like her to go to Father Ray for guidance about guilt, but also how to explain things to the children.
Yeah.
She's got to talk to Ava.
Do you think she's going to ask Olivia to move home at the beginning of the week or the end of the week?
See, I don't know if it's her to move home or her to just come home from San Francisco.
I think she's going to ask her to move home, and I think Olivia's going to say no, that they're not ready.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and when she was talking to Emma, she didn't say we can't go back, meaning back to the farmhouse. She said we can't go backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're not ready for that anyway.
And I think Olivia's afraid if she goes back, then they're going to fall into that comfort zone and never move out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm really kind of hoping that Ava shows back up. I want Ava back.
Yes, I want Ava back too. And then, you know, Remy can explain and can explain Christina, and Christina can see he's with her because, you know, he wants to be, not just because Ava's not there, not just because he's, you know, technically legally married to her, and he says not anymore. So that would be nice for Christina to get some validation there too.
So, before we start taking calls, how great was the podcast?
There was a podcast? What?
There was a podcast. We talked to an actress.
Oh, cool. I like that.
It was this week. Yep. It was just a couple of days ago. She was really very good, I thought. Yep. It was Krista freaking Chappelle, y'all, and she's a goddess. Goddess.
But how cute was it? She's like, okay, I'll take that.
I cannot believe she said she was blushing. Dude, how cool was that? Make each other blush at the beginning and then recover. Huh?
Pretty thick there, like peanut butter.
Well, you know, she is all of the things I said she was. I didn't lie about any of that.
No, you didn't.
She's pretty amazing, and I have to say that both podcasts were really, really good. We talked about Jessica's podcast on last week's on our podcast last week, so it's only fair that we talk about crystals this week. I think the passion that Crystal feels for this storyline really, really, really came through in this.
Yeah. Very much so, because she was talking about everything but from a personal perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, makes a huge difference.
It does.
She's been Olivia for a long time. She's been with that character for so long that, you know.
Did you have a moment, either of you, before we opened the phone lines that really stuck out to you from the podcast? Something that she said or something like that?
One of the things I noticed when I was listening to it the first time, just, you know, as I was going through, was the talking about Emma being, just because it was cute, talking about Emma being a secret agent and people wanting to write novels about her being a secret agent. And you're like, and she said, "I can play the unsuspecting mother." Or, "I can be the unsuspecting mother." And you said, "You already are." And she goes, "I know, but I want to be a novel too." And it was just so cute, you know, because it was just an extension of, well, yeah, but it would be so cool to be in a novel. It was that kind of excitement.
You know that I really liked the end when she said it was her job to kill me and all that stuff, but one of my favorite images that really struck me from it was, and, you know, don't get me wrong, feeding the cookies and the sandwiches, that's going to stick with me for the rest of my life. But the image that really stood out to me was an image that I got in my head of her and Jill Lori Hurst kicking back and discussing storylines for the last, you know, 6 or 8 years.
Right.
Because they're both soap fans and hopeless romantics, and they're old school, and I just love that, the idea of that,
yes,
a lot.
Liked it because, you know, Desi, we talked about this a lot and stuff, like what we wanted for Olivia and stuff, and I thought it was really great how she said, like, and I know a lot of people probably freaked out about Olivia would be willing to give up just about anything to be with Natalia, even sex, and I thought to myself, you know what, you don't see that on TV anymore.
No.
No.
I mean, you don't, and that used to be the big thing where big romances were so popular back in, like, the 50s and 60s, because that was it, you know what I mean? It was like it was heart-melting and everything. And you're thinking, here's Olivia. She's actually found this one person. I mean, this is it for her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that doesn't confirm, like, we've been saying we wanted this to be the relationship that was going to be her one true love. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I mean, you pretty much heard it from Crystal's mouth.
Oh, yeah, and then, like I said to Crystal in the pod, that is a huge moment for Olivia. And to all of you who think, before we even open up the phone lines, I don't want one person to call in to us and say that you won't watch the show if Olivia goes celibate, or that you don't want to see Olivia go celibate. Crystal made it perfectly clear that that is not what Natalia wants.
No.
She basically told us what Natalia's response is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They, you know, and I fully believe that there's something that spurs this conversation, and it isn't just having a sandwich.
No.
Or making cookies.
We're making cookies. There's going to be some ratcheted up sexual tension that is going to make this conversation either that, or somebody is going to say to Natalia, "You need to step it up, or you're going to lose her, and she's going to find it somewhere else." You know, and it might even be Frank who says, "You know, if you can't put up, Olivia's going to leave."
Yeah.
Or,
and,
you know, Rick opening his mouth because he thinks he knows Olivia. I think
exactly.
It can very easily be just a random, you know, tossed off the cuff kind of comment from somebody.
Yeah.
Not meant malicious at all.
Even Olivia intimated it at the end of Wednesday's episode when she said, "But we will work it out, right? Because we can't keep the other person from living their life."
Right. That's
not what she meant, but you could see by the look on Natalia's face that hit home hard.
Right.
If you go back and you watch that, Natalia took it a different way than Olivia meant it.
And that's why when Emma called her over, Natalia wasn't ready yet. Natalia still has some stuff she wanted to talk about.
Well, neither one of them are ready at all.
Well, no, I mean, Natalia wasn't ready for movie night.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to, she wasn't all happy, let's play with Emma. She was like, wait, I'm still thinking about some stuff here.
I think that that line, when Olivia said it, we can't stop the other person from living their lives, was heavy with meaning. And you know, BPD, we pay attention. Otalia fans pay attention. And we caught that. And I think that it meant something, and I think it meant something significant that we're going to see come back.
Right.
I think it's going to come back.
Yeah.
I'm ready for this week. I don't know about you guys. I'm ready.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm so excited.
Tomorrow morning, you know, I'm going to be up at like 5 o'clock in the morning on the board approving members, and then at 6:15, I'm going to call Mel. What's going on?
Yeah. I'm going to be drinking my coffee. I'm going to be ready to go, and I'm going to be Octo Mel holding everybody's hands.
And you know what? We have a late-breaking shout-out right now.
Yes.
To Roger Newcomb of We Love Soaps, who just put up an article called Big Purple Dreams Surpasses 4,000 Members.
Aww.
Yay, Roger, thank you.
We need to actually give quite a few shout-outs because, you know, we, honestly, this is between Roger, Michael Fairman, Patrick Irwin, who else is promoting our board? A.E.
Mary Montaneri.
Actually, you know what, the BPD.
Tiffany over at Eclipse Magazine has, you know, has done a lot of articles about us and promoted Crystal's Pod on Friday and helped people break Podbean. Thank you, Tiffany.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and, you know what I mean? That's what I said, like, we got to thank the members, too, because back in the day, who was out there doing the work and everything, the little soldiers were out there promoting the BPD, so thank you, everybody.
So, you know, it was a milestone for us today to add that many members that quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Roger does say that these are active members who are passionate about Guiding Light, but the funniest thing in what he wrote is that if you think about Guiding Light's 2 million viewers, that probably equates to a few hundred Nielsen homes. I've never understood that. Then he says if these 4,000 were part of the Nielsen sample, Nielsen would be telling us Guiding Light has 50 million viewers.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's an interesting way to see that.
Yeah, that is. That kind of puts it on a whole brand new perspective and everything. And what Nielsen's getting sued.
Yep.
So,
and like he said it, yeah, there's no way to know how many. And he says at the end, congratulations to BPD on another exciting milestone. Seeing this many fans come together this quickly and get excited over a soap in 2009 just shows the genre does not have to be the near-death knell predicted by many.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I believe that.
Yes, I believe it too. And that's why we're fighting for it.
And I believe in my gut that Guiding Light is not over.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Something this good just is not ready to be gone yet. So that's all I have to say about that, and I know that you both agree with me. So
yes, definitely.
But Mel's right. Thank you, Roger. Thank you, Michael Fairman. Thank you, Mary Montaneri. Thank you, Tiffany. Thank you, Patrick Irwin.
Who else have we got?
Thank you, to everyone who's written anything about us. Thank you to every person who listens to our podcast. Thank you to every person who visits our board. And most importantly, thank you to Crystal and Jessica for considering us extended family, because we feel the same way about you.
Yes, very much so. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. God, we're just full of thank yous. I feel like I should be
telling you.
Cards to everybody. I got a bunch left.
There was a lot of stuff that happened last week. We're all full of stuff.
So, it's time to go to the phone lines, y'all.
Woo-hoo.
Time to take some calls. It's time to take some calls, please.
Yep. Podcast interactive.
Podcast goes interactive. So
what are we interacting with first?
I don't know. Area code 817.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
How are y'all? This is Shad. How are you?
I thought that was you. Hey, Shad.
How is the voice, the giggle, and ditto or die today?
We're doing good, obviously. How about yourself?
Yeah. I'm doing excellent, and I do have to say thank you, all three of you, because, again, without you three, we wouldn't have the 4,000 people that we do on that board. We wouldn't have almost hit 750 people on Wednesday on the board watching a play-by-play. So, you know, you guys make it happen. And we're thankful for that. So y'all
We're going to hit 750 tomorrow, Shad. Don't you worry about that.
Oh, I want 800. I want
you, Shad. Yes. Shad and Mel.
Woo!
Uh-huh.
And how much win, really, was that handhold with the lotion? Just that moment of them enjoying that.
You've got to rub it in. No, you rub it in. Okay.
You rub it in.
Like that, okay. We'll sit in the kitchen.
We're here for the win, y'all.
Can't say no to that. And then the look that they had between each other. And then Crystal brought up in the podcast, you know, that we'll get more of that. And that's what, you know, that's what people want to see. They want to see the, you know, the face touching and just the looking. And they're allowed to do that now because they've, you know, they've told each other how they feel.
Right.
Exactly.
And then
they can do it where they both know what it means now.
Exactly. Like, and people are going, well, when is Olivia going to move back in? And I'm going, no, Natalia's going to have to ask. And then they're both going to have to talk about it so that they can agree to move back into that house as a couple, not because they need somewhere to live, which is a massive big step.
Yeah.
I would definitely agree with that.
Yeah,
and they have to wait until they know that they're not going to fall back into the old routine where it's comfortable and, you know, they're in a safe place where they're stuck.
Because they know each other as friends, they know each other as enemies, they know each other as mommies and all this other stuff. They need to know each other as a couple now. And to rush it and, you know, it's just like y'all said, if they kiss now, that's it. It's, you know, like, whoa, hey. they're taking the time that most people don't in a relationship.
Yep.
Because they kiss, they have sex, and then they kind of sit there going, okay, so what do you do?
I'm
telling you, y'all should see the phone lines lighten up. Really?
I think people also need to look, you know, this way. Maybe Natalia wasn't invested in the relationship, but she's just coming out of a type of relationship with somebody else. She needs to stop and evaluate things. You know, leaving somebody at the altar for somebody else, and, you know.
You have to kind of deal with that. You do. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, but they also have to, especially with the story being as real as it has been, you know, they have to stop and deal with it, not just run off and.
Totally.
And then how, you know, why doesn't Procter & Gamble make anything other than Pringles? Because Pringles can be sexy, but come on.
We need to go through Procter & Gamble's product list, and we need to find the sexy stuff and then write in. That's what you need to do.
Make us some peanut butter. We want it.
We want it. We want Procter & Gamble peanut butter.
We need to be some Italian.
We'll call it Italian brand peanut butter.
See, you can always count on Shad to start it off right.
I love that Italian brand peanut butter. It's the choice of moms everywhere.
Oh, see, now you got us on a roll. Thank you for calling, Shad.
Of course. It was my pleasure to talk to you three ladies.
Thank you. Who's next?
Who's next? Let's see. Hold on. It's not letting me do much of anything here, so hold on a minute. Okay, who's next? Who's next? Area code 304.
Hello, ladies. This is Otto.
Otto!
Outstanding. How are you all doing
tonight?
Good. Otto, I'm so glad you got through.
Oh, so am I. Yeah, first, you know, I just want to say hi to all my friends in After Dark and to thank you all for creating such a beautiful community. I swear, during the week, I swear, because of my work schedule now, I'm having Big Purple withdrawals.
I understand that.
But I don't really have much of a question about the show. I was just wondering, you know, the community has expanded so much on Big Purple Dreams, you know, hitting 4,000 a day and all. Where do you expect it to be in a couple of months?
By the end of May, I expect to be over 5,000 members.
Yeah.
And I expect our portal site to be up and running. And I expect Guide and Light to be on a cable network and headed for the stratosphere. That's what I expect.
Yeah, I hope so. I might actually watch Lifetime if it goes there. I will actually watch.
Yeah.
Where do you think we're going to be, guys? Well, Christy?
I can't imagine. I mean, as far as the community itself, I have no idea. The only reason I can see the 5,000 is, you know, it's doing a numbers thing. You know, just from what we've done so far, I can kind of see that. As far as the community and the, you know, the people that are coming into the community and where the community is going to go, I have no idea. I mean, the members are doing so much and making it such a ever-evolving place that I have no idea. I have no realm with which to speculate.
Yeah, I get a kick out of team positivity and team spread the love and all that when I go together.
There's a team hospitality now. Welcome.
There is a team hospitality now, that's right.
Welcome wagon, we're
rolling
out now, so. Yeah.
Well,
so where do you think it's going to be, Otto?
Hey, I'm not an idea man. I'm just, green. You give me orders, I go somewhere.
Mel, where do you think we're going to be?
You want to know what, Dusty? I'm just going to say, every time I think I know where it's going to be, it always exceeds my expectations. Always.
This is true.
And I'm always in awe. So, you know, I'm not even going to guess. I'm just going to be, I'm just going to expect to be surprised and in awe.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Thank you, Otto. I am so glad you got through.
Me too.
Otto is our main man. It was nice talking to you, too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Night. I love Otto.
Aww.
I do. I love Otto so much.
He's awesome.
He totally is. So let's see. Let's take a... Okay, we'll take an online call.
Ooh.
Hello. Anybody there?
Nope.
Yeah, it happens. It happens. It happens. So where are we headed now? Let's take a look. Random numbers here being pulled up. Not having any. I'm just looking at these, and I have no idea what I'm doing. Okay, so we'll go with area code 401.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Zenobia.
Hello, Zenobia.
Hey.
How are you all?
Good.
I'm good.
You got a wicked time delay.
Yeah.
Here's what I want to ask you guys, because I've never heard the three of you talk about this. We've talked about this storyline being label-less. We've talked about it rewriting the old bad narratives and giving us new narratives about same-sex love. But I'm wondering what you guys think about this story as a feminist story.
I've always thought of Olivia as a feminist character.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that flies in the face of what a lot of people think of Olivia. I've never looked at her as Olivia, and I've never looked at her as a man-eater. I've looked at her as a woman who has worked very hard for everything she's ever gotten and who has tried to reclaim her life after a childhood rape. So for me, Olivia's always been a very strong feminist character. And the narrative of this story is, regardless of gender, she is standing up to finally claim her true self and the love that she deserves. That's the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it for me, it goes back to the, at least as far as the discussions about when Olivia was telling Frank, you need to challenge Natalia. And she can be so much more than she thinks she can be.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then, you know, we've got all that stuff about, you know, we talked for a while about how every time we turned around, there was some guy, mostly Frank, just sort of invading their space as if they as individuals didn't have any right to their own boundaries and their own space.
Well, yeah, and then and even Frank talking about the cooking and the sewing and needing to be taken care of, and that's why it was such a contrast when Frank called her a princess at the engagement party to Olivia calling her a princess on a hike and leaving her standing there to fend for herself. Mm-hmm. Frank called her a princess and tried to feed her. Olivia called her a princess and then left her standing there and figured she'd make her way on her own. There's a big, big difference between the way the two of them treat her.
Right. And I think it's one of the things that if you don't comment on it, but let people just see it, it makes a huge statement. By commenting on it, I think some people are going to shut down and not pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm. I think that's certainly possible, but if you make, if you make too big a deal out of it, people will just be like, oh, here they go again.
Exactly.
Whereas
just
like I said to Crystal that the story, and I said it to Jessica too, that the story makes a statement without making a statement. By not making a statement about what they're doing, they make just as big a statement. And I think with the feminist perspective, they're making a big statement by not making one.
Right.
Just by drawing those subtle comparisons, which they've been doing, and Mel and I have pointed this out a number of times in the past on the board, that they've been making those subtle comparisons between Olivia and Frank and what they do for Natalia and how they treat her since long before the My Two Mommies thing.
Yes.
Long before. Since well before Christmas, since the Christmas tree thing and getting the $80,000 back and buying the farmhouse and getting Natalia the job as her assistant and doing things for Rafe, it's all been very, very different. And I don't know how many times the three of us who sat on a podcast, Olivia seems really irked that Frank does not do more like she does.
Right, right. Because Frank sees himself as that, you know, hero, basically, in his eyes. Mm-hmm. And Olivia kind of called him on it. And it was after the My Two Mommy speech, but before the kiss, when Natalia walks in and she's like, what did Frank do about it? And she said, you know, he said he'd look into it. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, she expects Frank, if he's going to play that, if he's going to try to be that, you know, person, she expects him to actually do something about it.
Just like she also expects Natalia to stand up for herself and to do something about it.
And she has done that from the beginning, even back with, you know, Rafe, with selling Gus's house so that, you know, Rafe could be moved to a different prison.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you know, yes, I understand. I'm sorry I made this decision without you, but you know that this is what's best. You know, you have to make some sacrifices. You have to be active in this. You can't just sit by and
Well, do you remember even when she hired her as her assistant, she said, I'm not trying to give you charity. I am not doing this. You know, I'm giving you a chance to do something for yourself.
Right.
I'm not trying to take care of you. I'm not trying to do this for you. This isn't charity. I'm not giving you anything. I'm simply opening a door and allowing you the opportunity to step through. Frank's never done that.
No.
Never.
No. But, you know, Natalia's let him lead her, too. And that's one of the things that really bothered me about this whole situation was she let him lead her through the engagement and everything. You didn't see her do anything where Frank was concerned, you would see her stand up to Olivia, which was a whole different ballgame than when you'd watch her in her interactions with Frank, too.
Oh, yeah, but I think, you know, I've seen that happen with staunch feminists. who think that they're independent and who think that they're leading their own lives, and they meet with who they think is the right guy and the one that they're supposed to be with, and the next thing you know, they're getting led around by the nose.
Exactly.
Because there's that, and I'm going to go out and say it, society has put that in people's heads that if it's the right one, if it's the one you love, you're going to let them take over. Or you're going to let them, you're not going to question them in that kind of mentality. Especially coming from where she came from in a heavy, you know, community where we saw it with the christening. It's that church community. There are certain roles you play.
There are certain roles that you play. And Frank reinforces that with her. Frank and the Coopers reinforce that with her, and they bring out the very, they bring out that side of Natalia, that mothering side of her, and then they amplify it to such a degree that it takes over her personality. And Natalia almost forgets who she is. And she loses herself in that image that others have of her, that she's supposed to, you know, what a mother is supposed to be, and what a wife is supposed to be, and what a church lady is supposed to be. And all of those things are constructs of society. They are not roles that we necessarily need to take on ourselves. And Olivia has shown her that you can break those constructs, because Olivia has never lived within the confines of what society told her to do, ever.
And yet, the mothering, I mean, they are sort of taking that and continuing to claim it and sort of re-empowering it so that it's not the way Natalia at the christening and that sort of like little mothery kind of image is not the same kind of very active, empowering motherhood that that Olivia and Natalia keep talking about with being, you know, Emma's mommy and being mommies and being, you know, Rafe's mother and being sort of fully in themselves in a role in an a role and not a subsuming identity.
No, and I think you're right, but that happens when she's around Frank. When she's around Olivia, if you go back and watch those old scenes
right.
at the prison
mm-hmm.
with Natalia and Rafe and Olivia, Natalia was different. She was different as a mother.
Exactly.
And she's different with Emma than she is even with Rafe when Frank's around. I think we're going to see a different Natalia when Rafe comes home from that halfway house.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what interests me is that it's still those kind of female-defined roles, and yet they are, this storyline is taking them and transfiguring them and really re-empowering them in a really neat way in soap opera, which is sort of denigrated everywhere as being a very anti-feminist genre. And you've
mm-hmm.
got four women writing this story and telling this story that in the end really is about, you know, sisters doing it for themselves.
Exactly. That is a fantastic way to put it, Ben, and I'm really glad that you brought this up tonight. And we're going to have to, I think we should continue this either on the board or in another podcast so that we can explore it a little bit more fully.
Yeah, I'd like to hear more.
A group of us kind of got together. We mentioned it on the SoapNet board, and we got together and compiled all these little snippets of us talking about women who are their own self, who have their own identity, and we like seeing Beth come out and be, you know, stand up for herself and things
mm-hmm.
like that. And that's what soap operas used to be. They were a voice for women when women couldn't speak up for themselves. That's how
mm-hmm.
they started. That's why women started watching soap operas.
Yep.
And to see it come back to that was just, it's a huge experience. And it's extending from the Otalia storyline to all the other female characters. We've seen it with Dinah. You know,
exactly.
when Shane said, "Go away, you made me mad." And then he comes back, and she says no.
Well, we've even seen it with Blake, and I'm sure, like Mel can point out a number of places where we've seen Blake stand up since Ross has been gone.
Yeah.
And Blake has done everything for herself.
Mm-hmm.
We've not seen Blake
even
depending upon a man for anything.
No.
Yeah, exactly. And I it's a huge point. We have seen that coming back to, you know, I don't know about a feminist label because I don't know that much about, you know, I have not studied feminism or anything like that, but it's definitely women taking on their own identity and women taking on their own power. and it's...
I think Guiding Light probably has stronger women and women who could be considered to be taking on the traits of feminism more than any other soap opera on television right now.
Yes.
If you look at not Pod Reva, but Real Reva, and you look at Dinah,
mm-hmm. right?
And you look at Blake, and you look especially at Olivia,
mm-hmm.
and Mel,
yeah,
and women like that,
mm-hmm.
you're seeing some very strong female characters, all the way back even to Burt Bauer and Maureen and Holly. They
Dynamite
have a history. Burt, yeah. Burt Bauer was amazing. And you know, Burt never spent a lot of time in that kitchen, but Burt didn't take nothing from anybody.
No.
Ever.
That was her job. That wasn't her place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's different.
Christy, that was absolutely brilliant.
That was brilliant.
No, and it's so true. Anybody that watched
it, it was her job. It was not her place. That is perfect. And on that note, then I am going to move on to the next caller, but can we please start a thread about this on the board? Do you mind?
Sure. Happy to.
Sweet.
Can I just say
yes,
this?
Yes, thank you.
Make that seven women who are doing it, not just the four from Guiding Light, but add you three on top.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Oh, wow. That was...
Wow. Well,
yeah.
That's a good question.
Wow.
That was a hell of a discussion right there. And I do want to continue that on the board because
yeah.
I think it is a really important discussion to have. Okay, so let's zip through. We got 20 callers on the line waiting, so here we go.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Am I on?
Yeah.
You're on. Who is this?
Oh my God! It's Scooby from Finland.
Oh,
oh okay. Woo, all right.
We love Rick girls. Oh my God.
Kick
oh my
ass!
God.
I'm so glad you got through.
Oh my God. Am I actually talking to you guys?
Yes.
Yes, you are.
Live. Oh, okay. I just I want to congratulate Big Purple Dreams on the 4,000 members. That's huge, and I don't really have a question, but I just wanted to say thank you to you guys and everyone at the After Dark chat and just everybody. I mean, this community is just amazing group of people, and I just feel so lucky I found you guys. And and the podcasts. Oh my God, those are so amazing. You have no idea. I mean, I've laughed so much listening to you guys, and I've listened to them like a million times already, and not just because I don't always catch everything at once because English isn't my first language, but, you know, just so much fun. And Christy, that giggle kills me. Seriously.
I am so glad you got through.
I mean, Cece kills, you know, Desti with the eyes, but Christy's giggle just, I pass out. It's so fun. and I really want to thank you guys because I haven't really been a part of, you know, this big of a fandom in a long time, and I'm not that much of an activist in terms of like writing letters and that sort of thing, but you guys have been really inspirational, and I actually have picked up a pen and wrote postcards to, you know, just like everyone else to the cast and PNG and Lifetime, and that's mostly thanks to like Liz Lemon and Mel with the pom poms. So thank you.
Thank you, Gooby, and thank you for your kind words. Thank you for writing, and thank you for being a part of the board.
And thank you.
Yeah.
That it's it's just been a really great time, and I'm having a lot of fun. So, you know, I might not be getting a lot of sleep, but, you know, it's all good.
Well, you need to go get some sleep then.
Yeah, I need to get up in like an hour or so.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Gooby, go get some rest. Go take a nap.
Oh, thank you for calling in.
Thank you for calling in. That was awesome.
Now I'm blushing now.
Oh, little
giggler. Christy's blushing, y'all. Aww. Christy's blushing.
That is so cool.
Okay,
we've got all in from everywhere.
We got 34 minutes left. Here we go. Chrissy. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. And I know that it's you because it says it's a love story on the line. So I know that's you.
Okay, I'm having issues with my computer, so bear with
that's
me.
That's okay. We can hear you. Go ahead.
I just want to say that this community has been so awesome for me. I've never experienced anything quite like it. It just amazes me how much we grow and we love and we learn together. I mean, for instance, on Destiny, on your YouTube site, the Near Kiss has just surpassed 50,000 views.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I saw that earlier.
Oh, my God, I had no idea.
Already over 1,300,000 views on the site for total. So
wow.
We're powerful. We have a lot.
BPD's going viral, y'all.
There you go.
Yeah.
That happened sooner or later.
And I really love the podcast that you guys had with Jessica and Crystal. It was just amazing to see how much they love us back. And how much
thank you, and it really was.
Like we are.
They are, and it, you know, when Crystal said that we were extended family, I was very moved, and that was really cool, and I know that everybody on the board took that to heart, so.
Mm-hmm. Really looking forward to the romance, though, I gotta tell you. Even though everyone's dying for a kiss or something like that from Batalia, I'm really looking forward to the romance, you know, a picnic in the mist. Come on, that's like...
Oh, yeah.
Right there.
You know I am there for a picnic in the... Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. And the face holding and, you know, looking each other's eyes and the hand holding and the... Oh,
see, that
hurts.
That kiss will be worth the wait.
Oh, yes, it will.
It will. It's all about
oh, yes, it will.
I kind of think similar to Dusty. I think I don't necessarily think that the first kiss will automatically lead to the first time that they make love, but I think it will progress much faster than it is now. Once they kiss, I think it will be only a few weeks within soap time, if even that, before they make love. Because I think they'll realize once the kids are all worked through and community and all that, it will just fall into place for them physically.
I totally agree.
Yep.
And I really...
What? Hello?
Did we lose her?
Oh, God, not again. Oh, Jeebus. Oh, no. That happened to poor Chrissy the last time.
It's a conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy, man.
Aww.
Oh, no. Okay. Area code 409. Hello?
409.
Do we have somebody?
409 left us.
Aww.
Okay. Hello. You're on BPD Radio.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah. Oh, hello.
Hello?
Misty?
Yes, that's me. Who am I talking to?
Oh, it's Denovia and Jules, Springfield baby.
Oh, sweet. Denovia and Jules.
Yes.
Well, we try.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
This is the only way to get in touch with you.
Oh, that's not entirely true. Come on.
I'm teasing.
I was going to say, wasn't I talking to you in the chat room earlier?
Yeah. No, I'm seriously, I want to apply for the nanny job, please. I think you're much better than Jane. I promise. I know how to use a cell phone. Isn't that amazing?
Bad nanny.
She is a bad nanny. Crystal was so right to say she should be so fired.
Truly.
But while we're at it, why don't they hire me as a costumer, and I'll make sure that Natalia doesn't need something to cover Jessica's belly. I'll make the costume so you don't even notice. Since we're shopping out for jobs on the show.
So you have a theory, Denovia?
No. Jules has a theory. Have you seen Bronzy's Lotalia yet?
No, not yet.
The No Kiss for You? I suggest looking it up, because if you see Emma's face, you can so tell how this girl controls Jane. I'm so sorry for her.
I mean,
if anyone's seen it, you will know what I'm talking about. Oh, my God. This is why we have had no kids. I'm telling you now. It's Emma. All Emma. I'm telling you now. That girl has them wrapped around her finger.
I'm telling you, Jane has to go. Jane has to go. Because I am sorry anybody who leaves a child alone in a hotel room to go out and have a date has to go. Olivia needs to take her out.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Jane stole Olivia's libido.
They should hand Jane that big, giant... They should hand Jane that big, giant bowl full of pine cones and kick her butt out the door.
Yes, they should. Here is your final paycheck. Go away.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Do you know who will be showing up the next day? To take over as nanny, and she would be taking Emma on a prolonged vacation out of town.
Yes.
The only good thing she did was take Emma away from Philip that one time. That was the only good thing she did.
Yeah, totally.
Because she was totally, like, on Olivia's side there, but that's it. That was the one shining moment. Otherwise, she's just a nothing.
Oh, no.
Excuse me, we're offering our services. Me and Novia.
Yes, totally.
Bring
babysitting
service.
There it is. We're out there. They're out there. Genovia and Jules, babysitting service for Emma.
I'm telling you.
Oh, and we have a little surprise for you.
For who?
Yes, we have a surprise for you. Genovia has a surprise for you. Genovia?
I do. What do I have? This is news to me. I'm sorry, Jules.
Oh, come on. So Genovia's new fan fiction is going to include pre-sex.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay, I'm ready. On that note, I'm taking another call, guys.
Bye.
Oh, Lordy. I'm not, you know what, okay.
Your podcast gone bad.
What happens when good podcasts go bad? See that tonight on Big Purple Radio.
I know, we're going to be having outtakes and stuff.
Area code 951, you're on Big Purple Radio.
Hi. Just wanted to thank you guys for the great job that you're doing. This is number one, Ducky.
Well, thank you.
I've never been so involved in a community ever, and it's like you guys just welcome everybody.
Well, thank you. I'm humbled and blushing now. I don't know what to say.
Every time somebody thanks me, I blush. So I'm just like, okay, it's all Dusty's. I'm gonna be quiet.
We owe it to our members. I mean,
It's all you guys.
I think the next time you need to video, you know, the talk with CC so that we can see how bad you do blush.
Oh, dude. I was so glad that that was not a video podcast. You don't even know. I was blushing at the beginning, and I was blushing when it ended. I'm going to tell you that right now. I would have been embarrassed if you guys would have seen how many times my head hit the desk. I mean, come on. I was trying to be, you know, professional and suave. And
that's what I was going to say. If you listen to our regular podcast when we're screening the clips, sometimes you can actually hear her head hit the desk.
And I always end up missing the hand-holding, no matter how early I try to get up.
You don't have to get there early. She'll hold her hand anyway. She always holds
her hand. She holds her hand anyway. No one's a hand holding her. We know that.
I am. I'm the Triple H girl.
She can't help it. She can't help it.
Good job.
Thank you. We really appreciate you calling and telling us that. It means a lot more than you know. Every single member of this board means more than you could possibly ever know.
Alrighty.
Wow, that was really nice, eh?
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm still blushing. I can't handle it.
I know, right?
Uh-huh.
We can't handle it. Come on.
I can't take compliments or anything. It's horrible. It's like my soul.
Well, you heard me. I couldn't even take a compliment from Crystal Chappelle. I mean, what's wrong with me? Otalia fans forever, you're online.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Somebody on there?
Mm-hmm. We're right here.
Oh.
Hello?
Maybe they hung up.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's there.
Well, that didn't work out very well.
No, hey.
Okay. Let's go back up here. Area code 704, you're on Big Purple Radio.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, I just wanted to tell you guys are doing a great job. I'm such a fan, and I wasn't a fan of, I want to say this is such a great website. I'm a straight woman. I'm married. I have two kids. And I'm obsessed with Otalia. And my husband doesn't understand it. and neither do I, but I've never been so enthralled. It's such a great love story, the way that they are telling it. And I'm such a daytime fan. I'm an engineer, but I'm laid off right now, so I've been home and I have a lot of gay friends, and they were like, "Oh, you gotta watch this storyline." And I was like, "Okay, why do I care?" And I swear to God, I started watching it 3 months ago. Don't laugh at me. I started watching it 3 months ago, and my friends are so right. I remember watching the stories with my grandmother when I was a child, and the slow building love story. This is so it, and I never thought that could be that way with two women, and I could feel like, oh, I want to see what happens next. And my husband, like, is so enthralled in it, too, because I DVR it, and I make him watch it with me when he gets home, and he's like, oh, you're right, it's so good. When are they going to kiss?
That's awesome. That is totally how I got Mrs. Desi hooked, too.
Yeah.
Making her watch it with me during dinner, I'm telling you.
Yes, even my husband is like, oh my, at first he was like, I'm so sick of you with these stories, but after like a month, he was like, oh my God, what happened next? And I was like, you son of a, now you want to know. I listened to your podcast with Crystal and Jessica, and I so get how enthralled the story is, and I was listening to what you said about how it's gotten back to real story time, like real telling the story and building it. And it doesn't matter that it's a same-sex relationship, and I'm so moved by it. And I want to tell you guys that I'm just so enthralled, and I think you guys are doing such a great job. I hope Guiding Light survives. I really do, because I think it's a great story. And you guys, gotta like needs to send you guys a check for what you guys are doing for them. Because I'm an ABC soap fan. I'm an All My Children person. I don't watch, I never watched, you know, CBS soap until I heard about y'all. So I just want to tell you guys, listen, you guys are doing a great job. And it's just so moving to me, the fact that how moving you guys are in this, y'all are moving this story along too. I want you to know that too.
Thank you very much. You don't have any idea how much fun this call was and how much it meant.
I just want you guys to know that straight women out there are watching this story. And listen, I mean, I'm at my sister's gay. I mean, I have family members that are gay, whatever. But it's just so moving to me. And I want people to realize out there that it's not just it's a universal story. And it's so beautifully told. And I think that needs to be said. And you guys are Big Purple Dreams, awesome. Love you guys.
Thank you very much. And before we go ahead, guys, Mel, Christy.
No, that was awesome.
Mel, just thank you.
Wow.
And before we hang up with you, I want to say Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. You're so sweet. My babies are in bed right now. But thank you so much. And I stayed online for maybe an hour just to talk to you. So I wanted you to know
I'm really, really glad you got through.
Yeah. I'm glad I got through because I think that my side of it needed to be told to let you guys know it's a universal story, guys, and you guys don't realize how important this is for the world.
Thank you very much for saying that, and trust me, people will hear it.
Yes. Stay blessed, guys. Love you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Wow. That was awesome, guys.
Yes, awesome.
That was awesome. Area code 423, you are on Big Purple Radio.
Yes, this is 24.
Hey, 24.
Congratulations and cheers on 4,000.
Aww.
Right on. Thank you very much. And where are you from in the South?
East Tennessee.
I knew it. I know them Southern. I see, and mine gets thicker when I talk to other people from the South. The next thing you know, I'm going to be eating hayseed. Wishing I was back home.
I have a question.
Okay.
Do you think will make the first move towards the sex scene, or will it be mutual?
Natalia.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Natalia.
Giving up on my leader.
She's just wanting to make sure that Olivia's not going to run away.
Olivia's scared to death she's going to break Natalia, so Natalia's going to have to move first.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about you, 24? What do you think?
Well, I think it will be Olivia.
Oh,
see, I used to be right there with you. I used to think that too, but Mel and Chrissy have changed my mind. You see what happens? I need to hang out with 24 more. I'll be back around into my living game there.
Well, here's
you don't
my
never
reason.
Know. She's already got a good friend in Tennessee, so she might have two before too long.
That's right.
my
I'll let y'all
is...
go and take more calls. I just want to congratulate you and ask a question. So it's not
well,
possible.
I'm glad you got through. And hopefully over the next few weeks, you'll be able to convince me that it's going to be Olivia and you'll bring me back around.
Okay.
Work on me. Work on me, 24.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, caller. You're on the line with Big Purple Radio.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, you're
all right. This is Shiva
and Solitary Bell.
Dude, Shiva, are you conferencing in on Skype or what?
I am. My phone is completely dead, and Solitary Bell hooked it up.
Oh.
So we've got Shiva and Solitary Bell right now, guys.
Ah,
awesome.
Hey.
Yes.
Hello.
Two-thirds of Team Creativity on a serious lag, so bear with us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Belle, do you want to take it first, or?
No, you can go.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to tell you guys congrats, of course, on hitting 4,000 members on the BPD, and props to my twin, Xanadu Girl, because I know she was the catalyst for member 4,000.
she was the catalyst for member 4,000.
I love that.
Danny made me.
Just go look at the name. It'll make sense. Yes.
that was funny.
I'm going to keep it short and sweet. I just wanted to say, I just think it's rad that this whole storyline has really brought romance back to TV. And it's amazing and beautiful and just gobsmacking that it's two women that are bringing it. You know,
right on.
You're dealing with all this crazy political, tumultuous craziness and nasty stuff from the right wing. And we've got these two women who just defy labels, bring the love, the romance, the family, and it's visceral, it's gut-wrenching, it's realistic, and I've never seen it before. And in doing that, they've inspired this really stunning community, this thoughtful community, still just, again, gobsmacked. I've filed it that the GL people felt like our extended family. To have that reflected back at us from Crystal was just, yeah.
Yeah, it really was. I think Crystal Chappelle'd every single one of us with that statement.
Yeah, we're definitely Chappelle'd. But,
How much do we love Crystal Chappelle? We love her. We do.
Crystal Chappelle is a goddess. No.
That's oh, gotta have a drink now. Hold on, let me grab my beer. Hold on.
Get the glass. But yeah, that's all I really had to say. I don't want to take up any time. Belle,
you got anything to say?
Oh no, I just wanted to congratulate you guys on 4,000 members. You know, I don't talk much when I'm on here, so yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I put her on the spot.
You did. I just actually called so I could get Shiva through. So, yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you both for calling, guys.
Yes, thank
you.
BPD has the best members. We really do.
What's all the drink?
Okay. Area code 817, you're on with Big Purple Radio. Or not.
No.
Hello?
Okay, they're gone now. Moving down the line. Area code 616.
Hey, this is Ann calling in.
The catalyst for member number 4,000.
I am very, very red right now after Shiva did that to me.
We all knew anyway.
We all knew, Ann. We all knew.
I wanted to slap my friend for using that screen name. I can't believe she did it.
I think it's great. Did you see the screen name, Mel?
No, I didn't. What to say?
Number 4,000, Danny made me.
Okay. I'm going to PM her later.
Thank you for making her.
Thank you for making her, man.
I think I owe her a couple of dinners for that, so because I woke her up. And made her
That's what it was. You only said that because you woke her up.
Actually, I wanted to ask what you guys thought of the scene between Frank and Rafe and the fact that Frank did not tell Rafe the real reason the wedding was called off.
I'm really glad that he didn't, because if he had, I would have been really torqued off, because it's not Frank's place to tell Rafe.
No.
Frank didn't even want to see Rafe. He didn't want to talk to him. He tried to hide from him. And Rafe went up to him and said, hey, why are you ignoring me? Frank just shut himself off. And basically, if he's not going to marry Natalia, he's closing himself off from the entire family.
Yeah.
And that made me want to smack Frank over the head.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. But I want to smack Frank on a regular basis these days, so, you know.
Well, sure. But, you know, more so when he's rude to somebody. when he doesn't need to be.
Exactly.
Yeah. Was wearing a hat. Yes, Grace was wearing a hat. But Frank still recognized
him. Frank was wearing a hat, so maybe Frank didn't recognize him and didn't know who he was talking to. I mean, you never really know. Because there he was, wearing a hat.
Wearing a hat.
Shoot,
yeah.
We just lost Van. I'm sorry, Van. We lost you. I'm sorry.
Aww.
Bye, Van.
Bye.
Area code 832, you're on Big Bubble Radio.
Hello?
No. Hello?
Right there.
Okay, here we go. Area code 504, you're on Big Bubble Radio. Hello?
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 Area 504 either?
Doesn't look like it.
Wow.
People are hanging up on the pod.
All you have to do is say hello and tell us your name and we'll take over.
You don't have to be shy. 214.
214.
214. That's
me.
You.
Hey,
that's
this
you.
Is Abafan.
Abafan, how you doing?
I am good. I'm good. I'm sitting here. I'm sitting here laughing, enjoying this. I had back surgery on Friday, but I couldn't stay away from you guys for the whole weekend. But
oh, no.
I just want to say I love you guys. I think you guys are great. I've never been a part of a fan base or anything like that before, and it's just really great that you guys are doing all this stuff. And I think somebody said it before about not ever writing letters or doing anything like that, but because Mel said so, I've been doing it. So thank you, Mel.
Pawpaws, I'm telling you.
Oh,
I know
no.
It's pawpaws. Get you every time.
Damn. You should have never said that because now it's going to be because Mel said so. Oh, great.
That's right, because Mel said so. But, hey, I just have one quick question for you guys on speculation. What do you think Rafe's big issue is going to be with Natalia and Olivia? Is it because of he's always had an issue in the past with Olivia? Or do you think it's just the whole religious thing? Or what do you guys think?
I think it's going to be that Natalia didn't talk to him. Natalia lied to him when he asked if she was happy.
Yeah, I think it's going to come down to a lot of her just not telling him the truth.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't honest with him. She told him she was happy. I don't think it's going to be a same-sex issue. I think it's going to be something else. I don't know.
And I think he's warmed up to Olivia.
I don't know.
I think he's warmed up to Olivia, too.
I think he's going to be the one that's going to be put off by their relationship originally.
I really hope not because, I mean, I know it's a way to redeem Frank, but I really, really hope not. You know what, Mel may be right. Honestly, I can't wrap my head around it because I know that what I heard a race original reaction was going to be, and it's obviously not going to be that now. So, I don't know. Mel may be right.
I think it'll make Rafe look bad, and I don't want that.
But I think he's going to rebound, though. I think that initially he's going to be shocked by it, and it's actually a natural reaction for a child to react the way he will.
I think we're going to find out very soon.
Happy.
I think we're going to find out soon.
Mm-hmm.
703, you're on the air with Big Purple Radio.
Well, hello there, girls. This is Italia Fan DC.
Oh. DC.
That's not the low voice.
That was DC's very, very sexy voice. I know it well. I know that voice well. I like it a lot.
You do you?
I do, and you know I do.
Well,
you said I know it well like the butterflies.
I know it well.
I know it well.
I'm going to step right out of that. Hello, DC.
You can't help but copy Olivia every once in a while.
Can't help it.
Dude, I'm actually blushing. You see what happened? You see, DC?
It's all part of my plan. Emma and I we got a plan.
Well, you know, I was just taking a break from watching The Sound of Music and thought I'd call in and say hello. Don't laugh at me.
Oh, no. DC, I'm not even
the Sound of Music, babe.
Oh, you know, you're
just,
you're
laughing because it's the Sound of Music. We're just laughing because we've been talking about the Sound of Music for like the last 3 weeks.
I'm telling you, right now, DC is taunting me and trying to get me to say something I'm not going to say.
Say it.
Oh, no,
you want
no. Oh, I want to. You will cut me like cheese if I do, so I'm not going to do it.
Oh, go. Go ahead and say it. I know you won't say it. I know
no,
you won't.
No, you know I won't.
You know better. You know better.
Besides, you got that Sound of Music thing from Olivia. You know you did.
Oh, please.
They wanted to do a musical.
Wasn't that the musical that Olivia said that Sister Anne was putting on? That's the Beacon one.
Sometimes I want to do a show. The Sound of Music.
Sound of Music, I think.
Yeah.
And then Natalia gives her that look.
Like, oh, you're right.
Please. I'm watching the scene where Rolf is in the cemetery, and he is getting ready to blow the whistle. I'm telling you, I am watching it as we speak. Watching it as we speak. Please.
Okay.
Christopher Plummer. Love him.
So DC, who do you think is going to make the first move, Natalia or Olivia?
Who do I think is going to make the first move? I want Natalia to make the first move because I know that Liv is so freaked out that she is going to freak out Nat, but I don't know if they're going to do that. I kind of feel like they might have Liv kind of start it, but I kind of have a feeling that Nat needs to be the one to do it. So I'm going to say Nat. I don't know. We'll see. That would be my guess.
Well, that's a good guess, and we'll just check on that. And you know what? I'm going to move on to another caller before I say something that's going to get me in trouble.
Oh, bye. I dare you to say it. I dare you. Bye.
Oh, don't. I'm not. You know I'm not going to do it. Oh, she hung up. I didn't even hang up on her. She hung up on me.
You told her the call was over.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Listen, y'all, we got 2 minutes. We've got 2 minutes left, and there are 9 of you on the line. If you hang on the line even after the show stops streaming, we will get to you. Okay?
Oh, there you go.
Don't hang up.
There you go. 727. You're on the air with Big Purple Radio.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell you guys that I enjoy your podcast every week. I get on there and I listen to it, and I'm a big Otalia fan, and you guys are doing a really good job on the show. So
thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So about the episode this week that came on.
Uh-huh.
I mean, what do you think is gonna happen when Natalia leaves? Like, how do you think it's gonna pan out?
Oh, how is Natalia going to leave town?
Oh,
I don't know.
Long.
I do not want to touch that with a 10-foot pole right now.
Oh. Yeah. We need more information.
We need more information because I originally had an idea of how they were going to do it, but I don't think that's going to be it right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. Area code 832.
832?
Area code 205.
Hey, it's Buggy.
Buggy!
Hey!
Buggy.
What's up, guys?
What's up with you?
I am sitting here reflecting on what Crystal Chappelle said. So, I have a question.
Okay.
You guys are doing great, by the way. Crystal said in her interview with you that she had the discussion about sex with Natalia.
Right.
That Natalia wants it. How do you think this is going to play out?
I think something is going to drive them having that conversation. I do. I think something is going to happen to drive that conversation and get them to that point. But
yeah.
I think that Olivia is going to make that sacrifice and is going to say, you know, that I'm willing to give this up for you. And I think Natalia is going to make it implicitly clear that she doesn't want to give that up.
Yeah, that's not the truth.
I think, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. That's what I'm on.
But I, as far as what leads them to that, I think it's going to be all of this intimacy that Crystal was talking about, that the face touching and the misty picnic and dealing with their kids and getting closer through all of this. And through all of it, I'm guessing also not living together and dating and having to say goodbye at the end of the night is going to drive that.
Cool.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking. But, you know, I'm very bad at speculating.
Yeah, so are we. We're all really bad at it.
But I want to
agree. It'll be kind of like Crystal's thing in the buzzworthy interview that she did. I don't want to wake up and not see your face.
Right.
And I think that's going to help both of them.
I think it is, too.
That's a cool thing. Oh, by the way, I want to say, I like Christy's giggle, too.
It's all about Christy's giggle, you see? Because people with that, some of us, I giggle, but I don't want people to hear me giggle. I don't want people to hear that.
I have no control over it. I'm sorry.
The show is on, but is no longer streaming, and right now we have phone lines open to area code 917-773-504 and 727, so you can all say hello.
Hi.
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 Hello.
Triple conference call.
Okay, wait. Area code 917, who is that?
Italia fans forever.
Italia fans forever. Area code 773, who is that?
Hi, that's Verge 21.
Okay.
Area code 504, who is that?
Beautiful Stranger 103.
Oh, Mel! Oh, Mel!
She got through!
Hey, girl, hi!
Hey!
Area code 727, who is that?
Black and East Girl 87.
Hey!
So what questions do we have? Just 917, what question do you have?
Really, I just want to say you guys are doing an amazing job. I mean, I basically caught on, the end of the whole confession. And I just had to catch up on everything on YouTube. I was basically going crazy. I'm definitely, I don't want to say obsessed. I want to say invested. I think you guys were.
Honey, we have all been there. We have all been there. It's
Yeah, I basically got a lot of people on. I just say, you guys, you have to see this. Everybody's just jumping, just going crazy. It's just amazing. I just want to thank you guys for that.
Well, thank you for becoming invested right along with us. And thanks for calling in to let us know. You are just as invested as we are, so we don't work about
it. It doesn't take you very long to get invested either, does it?
Okay, area code 773, what is your question or comment?
Oh, I don't have a question. I think I did, but I lost it somewhere. Sorry. I just want to say how much I enjoyed the board and the podcast and stuff. And Desi, you're amazing. You always do this little laugh when you're with Crystal talking.